morning, all.
Morning,
I'm Rob Davis with the Sussex County Engineering Department. Following last week's county council meeting, we were discussing the annexation of an area along Warrington Road and Old Landing Road. We were tasked with seeing if the parcel could be served an additional way. We met with the developers and had discussion with the developers' engineers, and the developer has agreed to provide a second connection point to the parcel located in this area, which has four structures on it, three single-family dwellings and a bed and breakfast. The developer will provide a 10-foot-wide utility easement in an existing stormwater pipe crossing area that crosses between their proposed lots 47 and 48. And so that will bring a pipe to approximately the middle of the parcel's western boundary line. They will also provide an additional 5-foot-wide easement across lots 47 and 48, giving a total of 20-foot-wide easement. The developer will install approximately 140 feet of 8-inch gravity sewer in that easement that will extend to the property line of the Pine Lane condo parcel. That will significantly reduce the pipe installation costs for the owners on that parcel, in particular the single-family dwellings, which are generally located towards the south end of the parcel. It will potentially provide an additional connection point for the other structure owner up on Warrington Road as well. That will provide two connection points to the parcel, with the other being up at the northwest corner of the parcel on Warrington Road. The easement the developer would provide could also serve as a location for a future waterline crossing. There was some discussion about that last week.
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
For the ones that I remember that we had some folks that did not want to hook up to sewer, but it might be running near their property. I'm just wondering how that's they're going to have to pay for it.
They would pay for the sewer on their property,
whether they use it or not.
There would be a front footage assessment that begins as soon as the parcel receives sewer service.
Oh, if they don't take sewer service, is what I'm asking.
There would be an annual service charge.
There is a charge, even if you don't.
That begins when they connect, and then there are one-time systems connection fees.
Okay, all right.
More questions of Mr. Davis?
Well, I've had a complaint from someone who doesn't use sewer, and it runs past his home, but he's being asked to pay. I mean, you know, it does happen. So.
Yes. Well. Front footage assessment is paid by all parcels once they receive,
right.
Even
That's
if they're
I'm
vacant.
That's what I'm asking about.
Yes, mm-hmm. Even if they're vacant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More questions of council?
Mr. President.
Mr. Moore, I know we're under old business. We've already had the public hearing. I think we asked him to come back with information. Are we allowed for the public to speak again?
No, this would be just for the report because the record was remained open for this purpose.
Okay.
Good question.
Cole.
You heard the concerns from the week before. How does this solution, does it take care of those concerns?
We feel it significantly reduces the on-site cost to get there. I've had conversations with the three owners of the single-family dwellings, and they generally seem to accept. In particular, I've had one conversation with one of the gentlemen that is the son-in-law of one of the single-family dwelling owners and has been in discussions with the other two, and generally we're following kind of a suggestion that they proposed, which was to get closer to the single-family dwellings, which this will do.
Mm-hmm.
And it also provides a second connection point, a potentially shorter way mm-hmm. for the other structure.
So it has reduced cost, maybe substantially, and kind of met them partway.
Yes.
Not 100%, but
yes, as well as providing.
Is there any other options you see other than what we've?
Not at this point, no.
Mm-hmm.
Except would be to exclude them totally. That would be an option.
That would be an option. Yes, that of course is always your option.
Has that
Have any of them expressed an interest in total exclusion?
Sir, I'm sorry. I make you understand this. You don't need to raise your hand. Our public hearing is closed. You can't comment. It's only for him to talk to us. That's just that's why I asked the attorney a while ago if the public was allowed to speak, and the answer was no. So, but no, that's not.
And I assume that the gentleman in the audience is one that wants exclusion. Is that right?
I would think that'd be correct.
Perhaps. I don't know that I've actually heard someone say that they wanted to be excluded, but we have heard from the owners of the bed and breakfast that they are concerned about the cost.
Right.
Very concerned about the cost of, you know, the annual plus the hookup charges. Mm-hmm. The others are as well, but they generally are seem to be more accepting.
The question would be then, is this all one parcel where some people want to be on it and some people want to be off it? It's one parcel.
It is one parcel.
I mean, how many units on it total?
There are four structures.
Four structures. And some have indicated they'd like it. They just didn't like the cost because it was running so far. We've kind of resolved some of that. And somebody on that parcel doesn't want it possibly at all. Is there a way to give a partial service to, because it's a condo, I believe, isn't it? So it's common area land. It's all owned by them. So it's kind of difficult to break it apart.
Yes, we're not aware of a way to do that.
Okay, that's okay.
They are single family homes in a condominium association, correct?
But one's a bed and breakfast.
We haven't heard that they've said there is not a condominium association. Yeah. They don't have an organized association, they've told us.
Okay.
But it's a condo type of ownership.
Yes.
So
common ownership of the land. The structures are individually owned.
Right, like it is in every condo.
Right. Yes. If I help me understand, we rerouted to help them out, and that must have cost us more. And are we absorbing those costs?
We don't pay for any of it.
Mm-hmm. The developer is providing the pipeline.
And the developer is paying for that?
Right.
Yes, initially we may reimburse them.
Thank you.
Possibly.
Reimburse them through their fees. We're not.
Yes.
Right. From some of the fees. Possible. Discounts. For doing
Mr. Wilson.
One comment. If these folks don't want to join now, say 10 years from now, their sewer system goes bad, will that cost them a lot more to join in and wouldn't join today?
They would have to request annexation. There's fees and so forth associated with that. It's a question. I don't know if we would have the developer run the pipelines if they weren't included.
So the cost, we could assume that's going to cost a lot more to join later than it would now, right?
It would cost more, yes.
It should cost a lot more because if they don't want to join and help pay for it all together, then when they come in later and pay for it themselves, it looks like it should cost a lot more.
Yes.
I
would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that I'll make a question. I'm going to make a statement, I think, that the developers agreed to put some additional pipe in the ground.
Yes.
To get closer to these people.
But providing other things also, not associated with this.
If the people do not want to be part of this annexation, obviously he's not going to put the pipe in the ground. So they're farther away from the sewer 10 years from now. There's more pipe to be put in the ground to get to them. That will be at their expense.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Most likely, yes.
Okay. And we don't know if they do or don't want to. We know that the person apparently that with the bed and breakfast who's sitting back here with his hand raised up does not want to be part of this annexation. Is that a correct statement?
We haven't heard them say that, but they are very concerned about the cost. I actually have not heard them say whether they wanted to be in or out.
I understood.
Mr. Moore, would it be steer us down this path?
Okay.
Apparently some of the homeowners are here in the room. Is that a correct statement?
Okay. Yes, at least one is.
Would it be, could
Two.
We move from this and have Mr. Davis go in the back room and ask them, do they or don't they want to belong to this thing? Because they can't make public comment, apparently.
The public record remains open. I went back and looked at the minutes.
Okay.
The public record remained open for 1 week. However, the public hearing was closed, so we did not advertise for another public hearing. So we cannot take any comments. The council cannot take any comments from the public. if we wanted to defer on this action or move it back and handle another matter for a few minutes while Mr. Davis did some checking.
And he certainly can talk to us and bring us information.
That's correct.
He certainly could walk in the back of the room or walk somewhere and simply, we need a yes or a no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we need. Is that a reasonable thing to ask? Do we need a motion to defer, or do we need a motion to just recess this business?
Just recess this business and go on to another matter of business.
And Rob, just remind, it is one parcel. We're not talking about what in that yellow are we talking about? Which
could you walk over there and point it to us? I can't see that.
It's one of those long, skinny parcels, right?
Right on. Very small.
That one right there.
It's that one right there. Okay. And there's four units on that parcel.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
I have everybody a small aerial photograph. If you'd like
and to. Everybody else is pretty much in generally the other part of that yellow map is in favor, of, in supportive of getting the sewer service.
Generally, the three single-family dwellings are yes.
Yes, it's a good. It is a good thing to have sewer service.
Do we need a motion to recess from this particular board of business? Can we just move that?
Make it recess.
Do I need a motion to move this piece of business and let him come back to us?
I think it would be best. To do that.
Entertain a motion to move from this old business, leaving it open until Mr. Davis has a chance to go in the back of the room and talk to the property owners and come back to us with an answer.
I make that motion that long.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Please have your conversation with them.
We'll be back.
We'll be ready when you come back.